B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast. Helping you catch up on what you missed.
Do those wedding vows mean nothing? I mean, do we not promise to have and to hold and to stay true to our pacts and promises to each other?
Okay, yes.
My wife, Jessica, and I agreed not to buy Christmas presents for each other. The conversation went something like, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. What do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Let's just not buy Christmas. We'll just focus on Sam. Sam being our five-year-old son.
But doesn't that mean when he asks, oh, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. Doesn't that secretly mean
something?
If you get me something, I'm going to be happy. If you don't, I'm going to store that in the back of my mind when I need it.
I don't know anything. What's real? Up is down, left is right, the sun rises in the west. So a few weeks after we made this agreement, this pact, I mean, we've got so much other stuff to focus on. My son Sam whispers to me that he knows what she got me. But he can't tell me.
You can't tell me what she got me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me how much she spent?
I don't even know how much.
What was your guess?
215, I guess.
215? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, assuming he's right, now she spent $215 on me.
Ooh.
And that could be a really good gift.
Yeah.
So you know
again,
what you got to do.
He's right. I know what's going to happen Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a card.
And right.
Yeah. I will have bought her $215 worth of stuff.
Right.
So now I have to break the pact as well, obviously, right? And I'm terrible at picking out presents, especially for my wife. And I'm like, I mean, you remember her birthday. Sam helped me with her birthday. We ended up getting our batteries.
Yeah.
So I turned to the expert, Sam, to work out Christmas.
What should we get her?
I know the perfect idea.
What is it?
Moms always want to sleep and take a nap in peace.
Right?
Yeah, so maybe a whole present should be, she should nap in peace.
What else?
She really, really wanted mom's room to be as cozy as my room, because mine is pretty cozy.
Do you think she wants all of your toys, though?
No.
But she would want flannel sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, we could get her some flannel sheets.
Yes.
And what else for her to relax?
Well, she does really like my teddy bear.
Should we get her a teddy bear?
Yes. A ginormous one.
Like the kind that you get at the state fair? Big old teddy bear.
Yeah.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now it's Tad and Drex, and of course, Kara, the smartest person on the show. So smart that we do a game around how smart Kara is called Are You Smarter Than Kara, which is coming up here at 7:35.
Yeah, speaking of, I'm feeling quite defeated this morning. So anybody who wants to take me on has a pretty good chance of taking my money because I'm afraid I'm going to have to rescind my title.
You have never talked like that.
Wow. I know. I was humiliated over the weekend by Taco Bell.
Ah! Listen, Taco Bell humiliates all of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, about an hour after you eat it, it humiliates you.
Put me right in my place.
What happened?
We were obviously picking up some late night grub, and in the drive thru, we made our order, and they said, oh, would you like to answer a trivia question for a chance to get one of your menu items for free?
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, duh.
Yeah.
So Ryan looks at me and he's all bigging me up. He's like, all right, man, you got this. We got some free stuff coming to us. What are we going to get? What are we going to get? I knew that I was going home with some free grub. Yes.
You were saying, hold my chalupa.
For sure. So he asks, you know, what category would you like? And he goes through the categories. And of course, movies was one. Duh.
Nice.
Movies it is. So he's like, well, do you know Marvel? And I'm like, yeah, I know Marvel. So he pulls out the craziest question. And of course, like, in my defense, the little speaker box is a little garbled and I didn't quite hear exactly what he said, and he wouldn't repeat
what
the question.
What was the question?
It was like, which Infinity Stone was found on some planet? He like said some word and I had no idea what he was talking about. And immediately Ryan looks at me and he's like, obviously, Taco Bell is smarter than Kara.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody knows the Infinity Stone is from Xenon.
No, each one kidding. Comes from a different place. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know this.
Pretend that I know. I have no idea either.
Yeah. See, that's a big loss for them. You know what I mean?
It's a big loss for me.
Should we have Drex pull up to the same drive-thru and be like, Taco Bell, are you smarter than Kara?
Yeah. Let's sit down and have like a logistical conversation about the right way to ask trivia questions, because there's a lot of thought that goes involved with it. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All the stuff you need to know to start your day. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. 725 is going to be dry today. Cold this morning, warming up to 51 with sunshine later on. What's going on, Kara?
The first of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in Georgia yesterday, and five nurses in Savannah have already gotten their shots. Our local hospitals should begin to see their shipments arrive sometime today or by the end of this week. But, of course, we know the medical professionals that are at highest risk will be the first to be taken care of. Then they're going to go after those who are in nursing homes and long-term care. So it's going to be late spring or maybe even early summer before the general public will be able to get vaccinated. So it's still exciting to see that, like, there's progress being made, but hold your horses. In the meantime, keep at it. Wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance, all that jazz.
You've already seen some people try to get the preferential treatment before the healthcare workers. There was talk about White House staffers getting it. They reneged on that and said, no, they'll wait. And then Roger Goodell, I guess, was touring down in Tampa for the Super Bowl and said that he doesn't see any reason why the NFL should not wait. Or, you know, so they will be waiting. But you can see, like,
there are going to be people trying to scam the system for sure.
If I could, I would. If I could do it legally, I would.
Some concierge doctors, like, hey, come on over here.
Yeah.
I got a little something in this briefcase for you.
Hey, if you know that person,
let's get a good feeling. Okay. I get a good feeling. Yeah. Have you guys ever had to assemble a bicycle?
Oh.
You know, it's as bad as trying to put together some IKEA furniture. And then sometimes you're afraid for your child's safety.
Right.
Like, it could fall apart at any moment. Well, at least 750 deserving Atlanta kids won't have to worry about any of that this Christmas, thanks to the incredible technical operations team over at Delta. For the last 16 years, they've purchased and assembled hundreds of bicycles from Marines Toys for Tots. The TechSop team hold fundraisers every year to buy the bikes. But of course, because of the pandemic, everything was trickier this year. But the team was dedicated to making it happen and raised over $40,000 together, put these bikes together, and now 750 kids won't have to worry about their wheels falling off when they're riding down the neighborhood.
Speaking of IKEA, I saw there's a picture of a bunch of like needles from a Christmas tree. And it's a meme, and it says, I got my Christmas tree from IKEA. It's going to be a long night.
Yeah, right?
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Kara just told us a story about how she could have gotten a free entree if she answered a trivia question correctly at Taco Bell and failed. So with that, it's Are You Smarter Than Kara, brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Dawn and Cumming.
Hi.
Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Bye, Kara.
See you, Dawn. Good luck.
Dawn, you don't need luck. Kara can't even beat Taco Bell.
That was funny.
We are going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the room. Answer more right than Kara. You win $100 of her money.
Sounds good.
That's better than a Taco Bell entree, I'll tell you.
Absolutely.
Drex is like, that's debatable.
Speak for yourself.
All right, question number one. Just like it does every year, this song is number one on the Billboard charts. All I want for Christmas is you. Who sings that song?
Mariah Carey.
Question two. Rumors are swirling that Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin are engaged. Dakota played Anastasia Steele in what movie franchise?
50 Shades of Grey.
Number three. You're supposed to at least pretend, Dawn, that you don't know. And that you're one, oh, what is it?
Okay.
Right. Don't shame Dawn. How dare you?
Number three. Eminem says he just loves the dramatic reading of Lose Yourself that Barack Obama did. That song is from what movie?
Oh, gosh. 8 Miles. Mm-hmm.
Number four, Will Smith and Jason Derulo gave a teenager battling cancer a PS5. What company makes the coveted PS5?
Sony.
Number five, when The Office leaves Netflix at the end of this year for the Peacock app, only the first two seasons will be available. What does Dunder Mifflin sell?
I'll say paper. I have no idea.
All right. Let's bring Kara back in.
Dawn and Cumming, who was not very self-confident, ended up getting all five right.
Yay. Oh,
could we see a double loss? Taco Bell and Dawn and Cumming. Not going to tell Kara if she is right or wrong until the end because Dawn got them all right.
Same questions, Kara. Number one. Just like it does every year, this song is number one on the Billboard chart.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
By
Mariah Carey.
Number two, rumors are swirling Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin are engaged. Dakota played Anastasia Steele in what movie franchise?
50 Shades of Grey.
Question three, Eminem says he loves the dramatic reading of Lose Yourself that Barack Obama did. That song's from what movie?
8 Mile.
Number four, Will Smith and Jason Derulo gave a teenager battling cancer a PS5. What company makes that?
Sony.
Number five, when The Office leaves Netflix at the end of the year for the Peacock app, only the first two seasons will be available. Knowing how little you know about The Office, what does Dunder Mifflin sell?
They're a paper company.
Dawn and Cumming got all five right. Kara, by the skin of her teeth, got all five right as well. And all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Two ties this morning, Kara.
Great game, Dawn. Great game.
Thanks, you also.
Dawn, since you're kind of like Wonder Woman yourself, we're going to give you a Wonder Woman 1984 prize pack. This includes the Fandango code for two tickets to Wonder Woman 1984. Wonder Woman Funko Pop lapel pin, ear pods, tiara, fanny pack, and more. See Wonder Woman 1984 in theaters or on HBO Max starting on December 25th. Okay?
Thank you.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. It's Tad and Drex. Hey, Drex.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Kara.
Good morning.
We've seen, especially in the past few months now, the destructive behavior that happens on social media.
Mm-hmm.
How destructive social media can be. It's torn apart relationships, but the one thing it's great for, connecting us with people who we otherwise lost touch with. If you think about it, 20 years ago, if you had lost touch with somebody and you don't have, there's no ceremony for the end of a friendship or when you kind of drift apart.
Right.
You would just have to wonder.
Yeah.
You no longer have to wonder. You can find people on social media, on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah, there's a local young lady. Her name's Lindsay Henderson. She lives in Cumming. She actually discovered that she had a long-lost brother. He had been born before she was and taken by the Department of Family Services in Tennessee and never heard from again. So first she turned to like Ancestry.com and 23andMe, those DNA places, to see if maybe there was a match out there somewhere already, but she didn't have any luck. So she ended up turning to social media with what little information that she had about this long-lost brother and actually found him.
Why would she want to do that, though?
What do you mean? Because you want to know, you want to be able to connect with your family, especially if it's someone that was born before you and you never got to meet. That's your brother.
You're running a huge risk. Okay, you find this person and you create the connection. All of a sudden, they're like, yeah, you know, I'm in a little bit of trouble. I could use some help doing X, Y, and Z.
Oh, gosh.
Now your curiosity has killed the cat.
Listen,
leave it alone.
This is the brother that she found. This is what he has to say, which will change your mind about that.
You could be like a phone call away from something that's just changed your whole life story, mentality, and everything. A lot of people get used to getting bad news. And, you know, this happened to be one of the situations where, I mean, it was a Christmas present, a Thanksgiving, all that wrapped into one.
Oh, hey, new sister. I'm so glad you found me. I could use $600 for my rent.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've seen it 100 times.
He goes, oh, you guys, you're so cute with your magical stories and inspirational reconnections of relationships.
Ridiculous.
I mean, he's on her sofa.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can convince Drex otherwise. Let's see if we can find the most inspirational reconnection story. The story that would convince even the biggest skeptic like Drex to go online and try to find somebody that they've lost touch with. 404-741-1019. 1-800-848-0985. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. If you're just joining us, we are talking about this heartwarming story where a local woman found her long-lost brother online after how long had they...
Her entire life. She had never met him.
Tell this beautiful story. And Drex is kind of like, you don't want to try to reconnect with people.
Yeah, people got baggage and they want you to do crap for them. Gosh. You got enough stuff going on. You're good.
You had it worked out in your mind that this woman would reach out to her long-lost brother and her long-lost brother would be like, I need money or something like that, would have needs. It's just like... So we're looking for that reconnection story. I know. I don't know why we're even bothering.
I just have to shake my head at him all the time.
We're looking for that story about a reconnection, whether it was on social media. You found this person after so long, so inspirational that it'll even convince a skeptic like Drex.
Who has the time?
Lisa and Locust Grove.
But this was really before I got on the internet and all Facebook and all of that. A guy I went to school with, we were friends. We were, you know, classes together and all that. Well, we lost touch. We went our separate ways, both got married, both got divorced, blah, blah, blah. One day I was going to work and I thought, I need to just see if I can find him. And I did. And we had our first date in March and got married July the following year.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
and have been together ever since.
Drex.
And he's never asked you for anything. He didn't bring, like, some snotty kids to the relationship.
Drex.
No, actually, he had no children, but I had a son. And he accepted my son with the relationship. And, I mean... He's been like a father to my kid, and it's been great. So, yeah, I mean, there are some good things in life.
Yeah, Drex.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said? Write that down and hang it on your little vision board. Right?
Well, I'm going to write the word few in capital letters, okay?
Okay.
So you said you didn't use social media or the internet. How did you end up finding him?
I actually remembered where his parents lived, and I looked him up in the phone book.
How did that first conversation go?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I actually called him, and he answered the phone, and I said, hi, I'm looking for so-and-so, and he said, you found him, and I said, well, you might not remember me, but I told him my name, and he's like, oh, my God, I've been waiting on you for 12 years.
Aww.
And it's just, I mean, we reconnected everything. I mean, yeah, we've got baggage and history, but that's part of us, and we've just grown and still happy.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Lisa. Kara and I appreciate the story, and I believe Drex, who is born with a heart three sizes too small, is even warmed up.
Right, and I'm the ice queen? Come on.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
The ice queen has info to go in 10 minutes.
If you got packages to send off for Christmas, you got a pretty big deadline looming. I'll tell you when you need to be headed to the post office and info to go.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Going to be dry today, cold this morning, sunshine warming up this afternoon to about 51. What's going on, Kara?
If you got some packages that need to be sent off to loved ones and you don't want to pay a ton in shipping costs to get there by Christmas, you need to make a stop at the post office today. Today is the deadline for ground shipping at USPS, UPS, and FedEx, and your Christmas cards need to be sent off by Friday, too. Now, if you still have some shopping to do and you've been shying away from heading over to Lenox because of the recent activity, they've got some extra security measures going into place right now. Metal detectors, canine units, and even license plate detectors to ensure shoppers' safety. Now, Lenox is actually one of the most surveilled environments in Atlanta. They've got 18 times more security personnel by square acre than the city of Atlanta as a whole.
You said license plate detectors.
License plate readers, yeah. So readers. They'll be collecting all of the license plates going in and out of the parking facilities.
So if you have outstanding warrants for, say, for example, speeding tickets in other states, should that be a mall that you avoid?
Don't know that information because I don't put myself into trouble like that.
For a friend.
Yeah, it's all hypothetical, right, Tad?
Oh,
right,
yeah, totally.
I'm looking out for the people.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get a good feeling.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Do you guys remember how old you were when you signed your first official contract for work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't get to sign it. My parents had to sign it because I left high school. I didn't finish high school and took a radio job when I was 17, and my parents had to sign it for me.
Imagine 17. You're like, my mommy has to sign this.
You're
an
anomaly.
Have been great. They must have been like, well, we don't have to pay you as much.
Right?
I was 36, and it's a very exciting thing. But Cartersville's Magnus Smith, he's only 7 years old, and he's now officially an illustrator and has the contract to prove it.
Huh.
He just signed with Charlie Port Publishing to illustrate a new book called Alien Invasion. So Magnus's kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Witten, noticed his skills while he was in her class and sent off a picture that he had drawn to the publisher. His parents were just totally blown away when they called and wanted him to sign a contract to do this job. So they are over the moon, and they hope it leads to bigger and better things for young Magnus.
Oh, cool.
If there was something
like a lot of stress,
if there was something that you guys loved to do when you were little that you would have wanted to like sign a contract for and do for a living, what would it have been?
The Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating competition. That was an easy answer.
I was really good at taking my Ritalin on time.
Oh, gosh.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drax.
All right, if you want to know what's happening in the world, you can no longer really turn to regular news outlets because it's all fake news.
Yeah, just turn to the car ride home with my 7-year-old daughter, Avery. We're always hitting those hot topics of the day. And, of course, yesterday, early voting for Georgia's special election.
We all know Kelly left. Or flying, and she knows it too. But stick with Raffy, I won't talk.
Carpool commentary with my 7-year-old daughter Avery.
It's the only way we'll ever talk about this stuff with a 7-year-old. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now it's an interesting question. If everything is supposedly fake news, then how do we know what the heck is going on in the world for real?
Yeah, just turn to the car ride home with my 7-year-old daughter Avery. She's tuned in to the hottest topics of the day, and you know, we haven't done carpool commentary since the election. We've been letting it breathe a little bit. Well, it's time to ramp it back up.
It's Carpool Commentary with Avery.
Hey, Shug, how was your day today?
Good.
Today was the first day that you could early vote for Georgia's runoff in the special election.
So, like, with Raphael Warnock and Kelly Loeffler, basically?
Yeah, and then I think it's David Perdue and who else?
And John Ossoff.
Yeah, there you go. You've been seeing those ads everywhere, huh?
Yeah. I heard this thing. It's like, we all know Kelly Loeffler's lying, and she knows it too. But stick with Raphael Warnock. Raphael Warnock. And I approve this message.
That's right. I mean, a lot of those ads, like, they're all like slander ads. You know what I thought would be interesting? Like, what if they just did nice ads about each other? You know, wouldn't that be better?
It would be good. Like, Kelly Loeffler's nice, and Raphael Warnock. I hope they both could be president.
I was trying to think, like, let's say that Miss Kara was running for office. What's so funny about that?
Nothing.
So let's say Miss Kara was running for office and we had to say something nice about her. What would we say about Miss Kara?
What is my 7-year-old daughter, Avery? You gotta say something nice about Miss Kara.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
She worships.
Kara's like, oh, you guys don't have to say anything. And meanwhile, she's doing that. Pushing it over here. Bring it.
Worships Miss Kara.
She always likes to play in the pool with me. And I can't believe she had, like, when I was little, she told me she had a mermaid tail, and I've always wanted one, and she let me try it out.
Well, that was nice of her. So, Miss Kara Nesset, running for office, she has a mermaid tail.
No.
All right, what about if Mr. Tad was running for office? Is there anything nice we can say about him?
Oh, no. Yes, I do, because he let us play in his pool when he was in an apartment.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. How does Mr. Tad look in a bathing suit?
Like a normal guy like you look in a bathing suit?
All right, I love you.
Love you, too.
She doesn't want to tell her own dad that Tad looks better in a bathing suit than you.
Backfired, I think that's what that's called.
And Karen now has her Christmas list. Get her a mermaid tail.
Got her a mermaid tail.
All right, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.